The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Oh yeah, how's everyone liking the PSYOP? I like to start the shows out this way these days. Welcome aboard to Backbone Radio. Yeah, we are in the middle of one hell of a PSYOP. Military grade being waged upon our minds, and the race is on to see how many American minds can penetrate the sheer fakeness, the relentless pile of falsehoods being promulgated by the mainstream media, by the Democratic Party, as we head into November, and it is all about November 3rd. Everything that you're seeing, hearing, feeling, everything presented to you when you turn on a television screen anywhere, it's all about November 3rd. It's all about Donald Trump. It's all about trying to get Donald Trump. We just have to keep that in mind. And I am just chronically amazed at how the Democrats never do anything real and honest. Do you ever see real honesty from the Democratic Party in anything they do, anything they say? I mean, for crying out loud, they've got Joe Biden hiding down there in the basement. Doesn't come out and say anything. Doesn't come out and do anything. They want him hidden down there. Don't let him open his mouth. Put a little script in front of him. You know, have him read a 10-second clip. He screws those up even. Now he wants to dodge the debates. Yeah, we've been choreographing that. We've been saying for months, there's no way Biden will go in there and debate Trump. But they're going to try to pull a trick on that one even. Even as Joe Biden is mimicking, adopting, plagiarizing President Donald Trump's America First by American economic and foreign policies. How do you like that? They even have 50-year globalist Biden, who's been more on the side of China than America for his entire career. He comes in saying, yeah, now it's time to buy American. Yeah, he's going to change things now. It's rah-rah USA. Don't believe a word of that. This guy is pure globalism, pure trade deals that have benefited every other working class in the world but our own. But the Democrats have realized, oh, that's a loser. That's a loser. They have conceded the economic and trade debates to Donald Trump, and so they're going to try to emulate it and act like, well, yeah, it's kind of their idea. That's nothing real to any of this stuff. Well, maybe I should take it back. I mean, what is real is the Democrats' hatred for this country. The toppling of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln. Yeah, their attitude towards the American flag, their attitude towards patriotism, they don't like it. They want to tear down Mount Rushmore. That is the actual real heart of the Democratic Party. But in terms of policy, they don't want to debate any of that. We don't want to have like an actual policy debate on an issue. Have you noticed that? These campaigns, they come and they go, and the Democrats never want to make it about X, Y, or Z issue. Isn't that kind of too bad that that's the way campaigns are today? Joe Biden is a candidate for president much in the same way that Robert Mueller was the figurehead of that special counsel hoax operation. In terms of Mueller is feeble. Mueller has lost his mind. Remember when Mueller went and testified before Congress and he didn't know anything? He kept stammering and stuttering. He had no idea what to say. Couldn't recall, don't know, it's beyond my purview, don't know. But they had Mueller, this establishment figurehead, in there running the special counsel operation, one of the biggest frauds ever perpetuated on this republic, And I think the Democrats thought, well, hey, you know, that kind of worked pretty well. We inhabited this aging, decrepit, non-functional establishment figure who's been on the scene for decades. We inhabited that personage, and it worked kind of well. So they're saying, let's do that with Biden. Heck, let's do that with Biden. Let's inhabit this incompetent, unable to speak, addled individual. And, you know, it worked well with Mueller. Let's do it with Biden. Let's run for the presidency with a candidate who is essentially non-functioning. And so, I don't know. What do you think of that? Do you think that that's going to work? Do you think that they can run such a psyop that the American people won't realize what is going on with that? What is happening with that? Do you think that they can really, what's the phrase, pull the wool over our eyes on that? The complete inability, inaptitude of Joe Biden, as it was with Mueller. I mean, they have the Democrat elite, the Democrat establishment figures kind of controlling and manipulating everything that Mueller did. Mueller wrote an op-ed supposedly in the Washington Post about the Roger Stone commutation, and there's no way Mueller wrote it. Everyone knows it. No way Mueller actually wrote that screed in the Washington Post. Probably Andrew Weissman, the bulldog, wrote it for Mueller. And whenever Joe Biden has some statement sent out that's purported to be in his own words, we know it's not in Joe Biden's words. It's in somebody else's words. It's in the Democrat elite's words that is going to have to try to maintain this avatar, this synthetic Biden, all the way to November. Can they do it? And I submit to you, no, they cannot. And they cannot get the American people, who are fundamentally, naturally patriotic people, to suddenly start hating their country, hating their founders, and hating Mount Rushmore. I don't see that happening. But that said, I do think it's time for us to change gears a little bit around here in terms of our approach to Spygate, in that some very rattling and disturbing news came out this week in which leaks came out of the Durham camp, allegedly, to Brooke Singman over at Fox News, saying that, yeah, Durham's feeling a lot of pressure to get this investigation done, but he's worried he can't get it done. And the closer it gets to election, he might just have to punt on the Durham Spygate Origins investigation because it's getting too close to election time. Whoa. Now, that's heavy duty, and we just need to let that roll right through us and roll right over us and have the appropriate reaction of disgust for that. Because if Durham and AG Barr do not deliver on their results from investigating the greatest political scandal in American history, they do not deliver before election time, that is a complete and total travesty. No excuse for those people. They will have perpetuated the greatest and most demoralizing attack on President Trump and the half of America that supports President Trump, maybe more than half, that has ever been perpetuated. Okay, so we might have to just say, well, let's write off Barr, let's write off Durham. No more waiting for Barr and Durham. No more. We're going to have to win without them. And that might involve a little bit of a pivot here, and that means, yeah, commute that sentence for Roger Stone. That thing was a joke all the way along. Maybe it's time to pardon General Flynn. Just pardon. Sick of all these stupid, idiotic, out-of-the-Constitution delays that the deep state is waging against political prisoner General Flynn. You saw what Sullivan did this week. He did ask for the en banc review of the whole Sullivan case. More delays, more delays, more delays. They just are endless, right? Well, maybe it's time to just end that situation and just move forward with that. Another thing, when President Trump commuted the sentence of Roger Stone, by the way, we've interviewed Roger Stone here a few times over the years, great guy, Mitt Romney pipes up and says, oh, this is terrible, terrible, oh, it's so bad, so corrupt, Trump pardoning, or not pardoning, but commuting the sentence of Roger Stone. Mitt Romney doing his Romney thing, disgusting, horrible, evil, nasty human being, Mitt Romney. Oh, is he bad? Oh. But guess what? One of the Romney family is running the Republican National Committee. Yeah, that's the GOP chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel. She is a family of Mitt Romney. Do you trust that? Do you trust that even 1 millimeter, 1 inch, 1 nanometer? I don't. What if we just found a way to exert whatever influence we can to get Ronna McDaniel fired? No trust for the Romney clan ever again. Tired of all that. Maybe it's time to just start moving on these things and head into some kind of a turbocharged go mode heading into November, right? Where, yeah, we look forward. We look forward. I guess, you know, Spygate is such an immense scandal that would take down huge swaths of the deep state. They've got the evidence. We've presented it around here for years. But if Durham and Barr punt on that, well, we just have to take that in stride. Don't let yourself be discouraged. Just let it fire up your jets even hotter as we head into November. Yeah. Let it crank those engines ever faster. And let's make some moves. Election. What's it going to be about? It's going to be about Joe Biden. It's going to be about China, the source of the plague. Yeah. Contrasting Biden and Trump on China. It's going to be about jobs. Let's look at it that way. Let's keep talking. We'll be right back. We're launching. We're happy. Be right back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Lost Charlie Daniels this week. We'll be playing some Charlie tonight. Legend. Patriot.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. Cause I get stoned in the morning, and I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around and and I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own.
Charlie Din.
If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Yeah, there we go. We're going to have some more Charlie coming back as the show goes on, and we will miss that guy, a true blue, red-blooded American patriot. And I have enjoyed listening to Peter Boyles over the years talking about his acquaintances and interactions with Charlie Daniels over the years. And, you know, that's probably not the most wholesome song there, but, you know, hey, man, it's Charlie. Just let Charlie sing whatever he wants to sing about. And Devil Went Down to Georgia, that's the first song I remember by Charlie. Boy, that was a big deal when I was a little kid. You remember that one, Matthew Behind the Glass? Yeah, that was like, that was the song there for like, I don't know how long that was. At any rate, we've got more Charlie coming up. And yeah, patriotism is good. And I'm, you know, it's when you have an iconic musician like that who is pure patriotic, you know, we got to celebrate that and rejoice in that. And these days you don't see near enough of it. I miss it. I want to see more of it. All right. We are choosing between America itself, America first, and the extinction of America. The Democrats are actually advocating for the very extinction of this country. The choice is clear. The choice is very simple and obvious. And if people can just see through that psyop, then we've got this made. I'll go through some interesting poll data that's very encouraging for Donald Trump. And from polling that I trust a little bit more than your typical average stuff, which is, of course, gloom and doom, doctored stuff, just like 2016. But we have to train ourselves to be warriors, ladies and gentlemen. Warriors. And warrior training. You don't just like go around like giving up. You know, you look around and you see how completely screwed up the discourse is. Oh, it is so screwed up. You have to spend most of your time with your palm on your forehead if you pay attention to what's being reported in the media. And you see, you talk to people who have no clue what's really happening in this country. They're just regurgitating the CNN stuff, that handful of people that actually watch CNN. But warriors make it through that. Warriors fight through that. Make ourselves stronger. Practice breathing through all of this, every inch of this. Don't allow yourself to be discouraged no matter what you see. Just don't allow it. Don't do it. We've got to be warriors all the way to November 3rd, and we don't stop there. Let's get to the phones here, and we've got Rick and Aurora. Hello, yeah. Rick, and welcome. And yeah,
listen, I saw Charlie at Gilly's back in the day.
Down in, is that Dallas?
Pasadena, Texas, suburb outside of Houston.
Oh, okay, yeah, and that was the urban cowboy
right?
How was Charlie back in the day? I bet that was just Charlie in his prime.
Man, he's a great guy. He's the real deal. He mixes with the audience. He's excellent.
Legend.
Yeah, yeah. Now, oh yeah, that talk about a punch gut was that report about Durham.
Man, yeah.
That hurt. I'm telling you, I was. And then I thought, you know what? Think about back in the day when they, remember Mueller? Oh, he's honest. He's a Republican. He's a great guy. The same thing they said about Durham. Therefore, it's done. It's over. Deep state. It's over. As far as the report, I'm sorry. I don't see any sunlight there. Do you?
Well, I have given Durham's team a couple of days. I didn't want to comment when I saw that Brooke Singman Fox News articles out of the gate. I said, well, let's give that 24, 48 hours and see if there is another corrective leak or whatever you want to call it. But there was none.
Right.
And that's when I said, now, the way I would look at it is that I do think Durham is earnest. I think AG Barr is in earnest. They're trying to get to the bottom of this. But they're up against a deep state that has every delay trick in the book. And they are even using, of course, coronavirus. They are using germ warfare to delay their own reckoning and accountability. And they might not get it done before the election. And, you know, if you listen to everything Barr has said, if you listen to everything Durham has done, like when he went out and corrected the IG report, he got a few things wrong there. I do think they are good guys, but they are not getting it done. And getting it done is all that matters. You got to find a way. And AG Barr does not show me that he has, you know, the fire in his belly to get to the point of justice and accountability for this gigantic scandal. He just doesn't have the gusto.
Which you hear during that, one of the reasons, which I completely, they didn't want to be political before the election. Everything is political.
The origin of the entire Russia hoax was pure politics, and they used it on Trump before the 2016 election. That is ridiculous.
If they're going to throw that weak excuse on people that have been following this for four years, the greatest scandal ever, I'm shell-shocked. And then we got to go through with Flynn and Sullivan again. By the way, kudos to Father Hugh. He's been pretty right on in that particular area.
Well, you know, Sullivan is out of gas, but they keep finding other ways. You know, you realize the reach of the deep state, the absolute stubbornness of the deep state. I mean, they're fighting for their lives, and they have every trick in the book, and they're aided and abetted by the media every step of the way, and I mean, that's just the way it is. But we have to win without that, it looks like, and we can win without that, and we should just let that redouble our determination. But, I mean, it is a huge slap in the face, this Durham Barr thing.
That was an excellent point, though. At a certain point, don't look back and don't depend on them. Don't depend on them. We got to help Trump and, you know, do it our way, apparently.
Right. You know, and I will say this, that it's hard to correct 4 years of false narrative at the last minute. I mean, we should have had accountability 2 years ago. We should have had it at least a year ago. But they couldn't get it done, and that's the fault of the establishment Republicans and the Mitch McConnells and the Lindsey Grahams and even Chuck Grassley, who's been better than some. They just don't fight. They really don't fight. They just don't have it in them. Yeah. And the American people are, you know, they like the fighter. They like Trump the fighter. And so that's just what we're – that's the way the cards are dealt, right?
Yes, but did you see Grassley did tweet that, hey, Durham – let's get moving. Did you hear that?
And Grassley said it's sad that, you know, if Durham does punt on this, but what if Grassley found some way to take action and get his, you know, octogenarian carcass in gear and just get after this, find some way to take decisive action.
And where's Lindsey Graham again for the Senate committee investigating this. Is that that's dead again?
DOA? Lindsey Graham is a fraud.
Same thing.
Yeah, total fraud. He's reverted to his true colors once he won his primary. So we'll see nothing out of Lindsey. You know, what would you think of this? What if Trump just said, hey, I'm pulling my endorsements of Lindsey Graham and maybe even Cory Gardner and Ben Sasse in Nebraska? What if he just pulled his endorsement of any establishment Republican?
Be fine with me.
What do you think?
I just don't. Yeah, they're bad. And Romney, oh, please. Marches with Black Lives Matter, and he's going to preach to me.
Romney marches with Black Lives Matter, and then the next week, somebody gets shot in Provo, Utah, from a BLM activist, goes in and shoots somebody in their car. Romney never had a comment on that. Rick, thank you, my man.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Oh, yeah, a little never give up from Sia here, and it's warrior training night. Gotta be warriors. Listen to Sia. You know, and it just helps to know that whenever you feel a little wisp of discouragement sail into the back of your mind somewhere, that was put there by the mainstream media, by the Democrat propagandists, by the originators of the grand 2020 PSYOP. That's what they want in there, and they got you. They got in there. If you let them, and we will not do so. Never giving up, never being discouraged, and there is so much to be, discouraged about. There's no denying that. But there's more to be encouraged about if you look at the lay of the land, okay? And it's just who controls that narrative and what presents itself to you. I do think we should consider this, that the establishment, the deep state, the media has learned nothing since 2016. They have learned not one damn thing. In 4 years, they are still their same old nasty selves, fake selves, false selves, narrative-controlling selves. They have not budged an inch, neither has the establishment. But President Trump, in spite of it all, has retained his popularity all the way along, ladies and gentlemen. Think of what he has gone through in terms of the sheer amount of lies, massive hoaxes, and now it's even germ warfare. The deep state is so zealous to keep their power, they will wage germ warfare. Yeah. How do you like that? Did you think that they were capable of that? Well, now we know. At any rate, might be time to just look at things in a different way. Yeah, why not just pardon Flynn? Tired of the delays. Deep state's going to blame Trump for that no matter what. They're going to be on Flynn's case no matter what. He's innocent. He did nothing wrong. Same with Roger Stone. Commute that sentence, got that one done. What about, firing Ronna McDaniel, GOP chairman? Why not just get rid of her? She's part of the Romney family, and Romney is one of the most disgusting individuals who has ever stalked this planet. That guy, Mitt Romney. And what about this? What if President Trump, and this is maybe not necessary, but at least a thought. What if he decided he was going to unendorse any of these establishment Republicans, the same ones who have learned nothing? Yeah, Ben Sasse in Nebraska. Mitch McConnell out in Kentucky. I believe he's up for election. What if Trump just said, hey, Kentucky, please don't vote for McConnell? What if he just laid it on and President Trump got back to his pure outsider roots? 100% outsider, back to where he started in 2016 because no one's learned a damn thing. Trump saved this country, saved this economy, no more endless wars, 250 miles of wall built, the American middle and working classes never better until they started the germ warfare thing. Why not get back to the roots? I mean, it's time to start looking at things through new eyes. I think the Durham AG Bar punt. If that's what's going to happen, no more waiting. We're not going to wait one more second for those jerks to get themselves in gear and deliver the goods, as I have said, on the biggest political scandal in American history. No more waiting. We're going to have to win without that. We're going to have to win without the Republican establishment, just like we did in 2016. Make no mistake, 96% support Republican voters for Donald Trump. They are all in there. People like Ben Sasse, Mitch McConnell, they have no constituency. They have no audience. Nobody likes them. But they always win by the same old trickery that the establishment is known for, ladies and gentlemen. No more waiting. And you know what? It's kind of refreshing. You know, hey, what if we just don't have to wait? Let's just figure out another way to get back to brass tacks and fundamentals and just make this thing happen and let all that deep state injustice just refuel our determination to come out on top again. Warrior training, strength training, mental training. Harden your mind. See through it all. Spread the word. Take action like you've never taken before, whatever way you can think of. But rule number one is to make sure your mind stays clear and clean of the psyop. Ladies and gentlemen, think about these things. Anyway, I'm just thinking, throwing out some ideas. We'll see if they go over or not, or if I'm, you know, maybe going a little too far, like on the unendorsing Republicans thing, but that might be interesting. Woo! All right, to the phones. Let's get over there to Todd in Greenwood Village. Todd, welcome. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I am doing fine. Thanks for checking in.
Well, so it occurs to me in the last few weeks, we've kind of let the dust settle on these protests and this hysterical, angry mob that cannot be reasoned with. You know, yourself, other voices on the radio, voices on television have tried to inject reason into discussion about racism, and there's no reasoning with an angry mob. It just can't be done.
True,
but something
true that.
That occurs to me that now that the dust has settled a little bit on this is the left in its usual form of overplaying its hand has taken the stigma out of being labeled a racist. If you can't say all lives matter without being labeled a racist, if you cannot diverge the slightest from the narrative of the angry BLM mob, you now have the scarlet letter R tattooed on your forehead for the rest of your life. You're fired. Your career is ruined. In anything bad they can do to try to control you and try to shut you down. And under the hashtag walk away, I don't care anymore. You want to label me a racist? Label me a racist. It doesn't have the stigma it once had. Fine.
Well,
when you've got Denver Broncos players sitting across from the Capitol a few weeks ago wearing T-shirts that say, you're either with us or you're against us. Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. I'm against you. Dropping my season tickets, don't need to watch football anymore, don't need to spend more money with the league.
Wow.
That's where I'm at with this, and I think a lot of other people in the silent majority are with it.
That's far where I'm more. At. See, the silent majority sees all this. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to just disgusted by the NFL. Complete disgust. And also NASCAR and Chick-fil-A. And Nike. Oh, man. When Nike pulled that Kaepernick stunt a while back, the disgust. I mean, I knew people who were like throwing everything Nike out of their house and like, you know, into the incinerator. No more Nike. They just lost $790 billion last year. That's Nike for you. But think about this, Todd. So the silent majority is seeing this, watching this very carefully, and having the same reaction largely that you are, that I am, to what's going on out there. The job of the media, then, is to make sure that we can't see that silent majority reflected back at us. Does that make sense? Like, we can't gain an awareness that that silent majority is actually there and is actually strong and is actually staying firm, committed, patriotic to this nation. So when you look for that validation, they're not going to let us get it. We just have to trust and know that it's there and get it where we can get it. So that's something to think about, too, moving forward.
Well, in the previous weeks, when you've tied together the links in the chain from all the things since Trump got elected that the left has done to try to shut down Trump and particularly shut down his voters because of their disdain and thumbing their noses at those of us who support the president.
Sure.
All of these are getting a little stronger, a little more outward, a little more aggressive, and all of these things are designed to shut us down. You've got coronavirus, and now you've got even suburban counties starting with a mask mandate coming up in a couple weeks. Can't wait to see how that goes over.
Mm-hmm.
And that reinforces your idea that keeping the silent majority in isolation makes it harder for us to stay strong and know that there are united voices together and that we are united in spite of what we see and what we hear. The old adage, believe nothing of what you see and only or half of what you see and nothing of what you hear, even stronger today.
Right. And if we look for any form of validation from the media, you know, any form of recognition about the power of the silent majority and how Democrats saying that they want to destroy Mount Rushmore, that they want to tear down Washington and Lincoln and Jefferson, that that is a repulsive concept to most Americans by far. OK, but if you're going to look for the media for that validation, you're never going to get it. And we have to learn never to look at the media for any kind of validation of any of this stuff.
Yeah, it is looking in the wrong place. And most Americans, by nature, are not racist. They're just going through and living their lives.
Absolutely.
Most Americans get along with most other Americans.
Absolutely. And that is the America that we live every day and see every day and that we know. But come election year, you know, the Democrats have a need to try to reinforce these divisions, to try to create divisions where there are no divisions. And somehow they think that that gives them more power. We can't let them do it.
We can't.
No. Nope.
Thank you, Matt.
And we won't. All right, Todd. Thank you, sir. Thank you for checking in. Excellent series of points there, if I may say. And, yeah, one line open here. You're invited to check in 303-696-1971. But what we are faced with is the perpetuation of America and America First, the golden Trump economy that he built and the direction of placing America at the center, American middle and working class, putting the people in charge of this government for the first time ever versus what the Democrats want, which is the mob rule, extinction of America, its traditions, its statues, its monuments, its constitution, its declaration. It's so clear cut. And it's our job to get more and more people to understand that distinction, to see how clear that is. They got to work to get there, some of them. But we'll get there. Be right back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
How about some Rush? How about some Geddy Lee? How about some Limelight? Should we bring up a little volume here? Oh, bring it. Always love this riff.
Living on a lighted stage approaches the unreal. For those who think and feel in touch with some reality beyond the gilded cage.
Yeah, welcome back to Backbone Radio. Trucking right on along. And yeah, I'll do a little bit more of a segment on the Durham slap in the face thing. And it is crucially important to double down on our determination in response to this stuff. You know, you can't let that kind of thing allow, you know, you can't let the deep state, you know, win on this. And they win if they get you sort of like down, like, unbelievable, right? Think about this, by the way. It is incredibly unnatural for human beings. Talk about human nature here. To suddenly, like, not like their own country. I mean, you can go to any country in the world. I've been to many around the world. And some countries are a little rough, a little dicey, not good situations. But everybody you talk to loves their own country, like, no matter what. It's incredibly unnatural what the media is trying to do, to try to teach Americans to not like their own country. It doesn't work. I mean, it takes huge amounts of propaganda to try to make that kind of thing happen. It's like, you know, you grew up in Denver. How hard would it be to try to get some Denver kid to start thinking that, oh, the L.A. Raiders, the Oakland Raiders are the real football team you're supposed to like. I mean, that would be like impossible. No way. And of course, I'm rather down on the Broncos and the NFL right now. Maybe not the best example, but that's just the media is waging a war on human nature to try to get us to dislike this country. And they will exert infinite amounts of resources to try to convince us this country is bad and the people are bad. And I just submit to you, they could spend every resource there is on this planet. They wouldn't get there. They just can't get there. It's too unnatural. Okay? So I'm just not worried about that component there, and I see it as a grandiose backfire. Yet another one. Let's carry on with some phone line action here. And Dave in Denver. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And, you know, I'm all with you. Forget the distractions and take the task in hand.
Right.
Get out the popular vote for all of us through all 50 states. And I have heard this talked about. But in the red states, the spirit in the air is like, oh, we're going to win anyway. And a lot of people get lazy, especially the youth, to say, oh, we're going to take our state. And then in the blue states, they say, what's the use of voting? Our state won't go, and so my vote won't count. But it's important that that we boost this overall popular vote, and it's not just me that's saying this. So we can just, in their face, say, here is our popular vote, and we can do this. We can take care of everything. And I'm hopefully, the Durham report, I hope it comes out in time, that they're just calculating this to a timely strategy. But we can still do all of this, and we can clean the swamp. And I guarantee you, when we get this second 4 years, the cleaning of the House, we have nothing to lose. Trump, there's nothing to lose, and I guarantee you, it's on.
You will see some swamp drainage big time at that point.
Lauren Levin, real quick, Lauren Boebert, she has shown what's kind of can take place.
There you go.
So
Lauren Boebert.
One last point. What do you know about the police rally? I've heard it's going to be very big on this Sunday. It will be next Sunday. And I think I think a lot of people are going to start congregating there much earlier. And that can be a resounding voice there, too. But tell us what you know as far as time or put out the word with what you might know.
Right
about
on.
That.
And I am not familiar with that at this point, but it sounds like a very good and necessary thing to do. To rally around.
I know it's Sunday. I know it's Sunday at the Civic Center Park. It's technically starting at 3, but I think a whole lot of people are going to start getting there early. Randy Corcoran and 710, it's a big push that he's doing.
Excellent. And I'll talk to Randy about that. He and I have a lot of back and forth conversations. So let me say, Dave, thank you, sir. And I like the warrior spirit you're hearing from Dave in Denver there. Spread the word. And yeah, by the way, remember, no all-mail ballot. That's the cheat strategy. Watch them play for that. And John and Parker. John, welcome. What's going on with you?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dunn. The hope that you bring every Sunday is so worth it, but really difficult with the Durham thing. Barr set us up to wait for that. But a quick Charlie Daniels story.
Yeah.
1975 in Fort Collins. At Hughes Stadium, it was the Rolling Stones, it was Charlie Daniels, and Rufus and Chaka Khan. But Elton John made a surprise appearance. He was only supposed to play on the first song the Stones played, which was Honky Tonk Woman. And he, in his memoir, says that he was high on coke, and he stayed for all 23 songs, not really to the joy of Keith Richards, but think of this too. Billy Preston was the Stones' piano player, so that was a really memorable.
And you were there.
Show. Yes, 1975. Fort
Collins.
Oh,
that you'd have to rate that as epic there with all of that talent in one place, man. And Charlie is the man of the hour right now. And yeah, if you listen to Peter Boyle's, he's had a lot of contact with Charlie Daniels over the years, and some pretty wild and maybe some even slightly off-color stories.
that was the epic. I love the warrior spirit from the previous caller, and it's the Back the Blue rally that's coming Sunday.
Back the Blue. Okay, now, and we might just look that up, and maybe Matthew Behind the Glass, you can get a time on that. But thank you, John. for pointing all of that out. All the best to you. And yeah, you know, hey man, 75, that concert, like, wow.
That was
all
great.
Right.
Boy,
stay close.
A punch in the gut with Durham, and Bard told us to wait. These things take time. And now, you know, it's a rough one.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? It kind of occurs to me that, you know what, I'm sick of waiting. Let's just win without this. And if we get some Durham action, we'll take it as a nice, pleasant surprise. You know what I'm saying? And more to follow on that. So, John, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And let's drift over and talk to Tim in Aurora. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Oh, doing fine, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm not at all disappointed or crestfallen regarding Barr and Durham, because I knew it was a dog and pony show from the get-go.
You know
so,
what?
Like you say,
you're right.
Move on.
I remember talking to you, Tim, and you didn't have your hopes up one iota for anything Durham and Barr,
no,
did you?
Barr is a gatekeeper for the establishment. He's a Bush acolyte. He is to the DOJ what Trey Gowdy was to the House. He's someone that was put there not by Trump, but someone who was there in order to try to placate the Republican base with rhetoric. Nothing more.
You know?
And so, like you say, let's move on and not worry about it. And if Trump is reelected, which I think he will be, Barr needs to go down the road, and Trump needs to try to coax Andrew McCarthy to become Attorney General.
McCarthy, or how about Rick Grenell? I want like Rick Grenell to have FBI director and AG and CIA director and everything else. But Tim, bless you, and you have been spot on for a long time, Tim.